This is IGN.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
A singular survival game steeped in an unnerving world. This is your IGN review of Pacific Drive by Sarah Thwaites. There's nothing quite like cruising down an empty highway while blasting your favorite tunes as the sun sets in the rearview mirror. Trade the empty highway for anomaly-infested roads, the music for ominous radio interference, and the setting sun for a series of pocket hurricanes, and you'd find yourself describing Ironwood Studios' Pacific Drive. Blending the frustrating realism of car maintenance with a surreal sci-fi setting, Pacific Drive is a punishing but consistently intriguing survival game, one that tested both my driving proficiency as well as my wits. Following some suspicious meddling by scientific corpo body ARDA, an area of the Pacific Northwest has been walled off from the outside and dubbed the Olympic Exclusion Zone. Now overrun with perplexing, often pulsating horrors called anomalies, select scientists remain to investigate what's left of the woodlands. You step into the non-existent shoes of a mute entity known only as the driver, who has found themselves behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Well, with a trove of tools, your trusty station wagon, and some friendly radio chatter to fill the dead air, you'll seek answers to those questions as you set out on somewhat repetitious expeditions to explore Pacific Drive's captivating otherworldly landscape. Your Carpanion is more than just a regular dealership junker. In fact, it slowly became my best friend. Linked to the driver via unknown supernatural forces, your fates are tied. So the well-being of your rusty steed is just as important as your own. Every windshield-cracking tree smash made me wince in phantom pain, and you'll have to manually fix up your fixer-upper back at your base of operations, the garage. Conveniently owned by your nagging radio guide and ex-ARDA scientist, Oppie, you'll have access to everything you need to maintain and fortify your four-wheeled metal friend, using resources collected while out and about to expand the garage from an abandoned pit stop into a proper home. It's a classic setup for the survival genre, and while it doesn't reinvent the wheel, your quirky haven is flush with lockers, doodads, and retro computer stations that helped to ground me in this atmospheric setting. With such impressive world-building, it's a shame that the intimidating atmosphere can take a back seat to the sheer amount of plates you'll need to spin. Vague mission objectives and awkward-to-find materials meant planning a story-progressing run was often fraught with unpredictability. One attempt at crossing through the map's mid-zone was so unexpectedly hazardous that I was too battered and quirked up for the return trip by the time I reached my quest objective. What should have been a simple saunter to the homeward gateway was too much to bear, and I lost all of my loot and progress for reasons that felt largely out of my control. As much as I relished the challenge, these half-baked aspects of Pacific Drive added undue annoyance on top of the otherwise well-realized and intentionally difficult systems. Success can be so trying, but that does also make those hard-fought victories even sweeter. Full up on loot and lore, scraping your way out of a storm into the beckoning beam of light that teleports you home is an electric feeling, especially if you know that the work you managed to get done before your escape will have carved a path into an exciting new area. Resources, including even the basics, do tend to run thin, so returning unscathed from the brink of death warrants a proud dad-level pat on the back. Unfortunately, the rinse-and-repeat nature of Pacific Drive's mid-game has an impact on the pacing of its story. It follows a trio of scientists grappling with work-life balance in a hallucinatory hellscape, which is an ambitious tale to graft onto a survival game. But the emotional beats didn't hit as hard as I would have hoped. And ultimately, while it does answer some of the questions it proposes by the time the credits roll, it didn't address the most interesting concepts that were swirling in my head as I played. Particularly, Pacific Drive ends in a way that felt tied to the trappings of the survival genre, rather than honoring the world it had built up over the 20-plus hours it took me to reach its climactic finale. A singular survival game steeped in an unnerving world, Pacific Drive pairs meticulous management with intense excursions that will test your motoring mettle. Balancing its symphony of systems can sometimes be an overly punishing process, but the riveting tension of each run was enough to keep me on my toes even through some repetitious pain points. And when my battered station wagon came screaming out of the portal to safety with no doors and a dead engine, I always felt compelled to fix its faults, buckle back in, and maybe play with the Leica bobblehead on the dash. That frustrating hunk of metal was mine after all. Pacific Drive's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Sam Lohr, and for the latest updates on Pacific Drive, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.